Send summer out with a sizzle during the Omaha Steaks Labor Day Sale. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, deli-style franks, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code FALLFLAVOR when you shop omahasteaks.com today. Fall isn't just the unofficial end of summer. It's the beginning of fall grilling season. From Labor Day cookouts to game day greatness, Omaha Steaks delivers the kind of fall flavor that brings people together. USDA certified tender steaks, legendary burgers, amazing appetizers, and cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Labor Day sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code FALLFLAVOR at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code FALLFLAVOR. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Case study for Olivia. Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pad Analysis. Ascendant in first house, Leo in Maga Nakshatra. Second Pada, Navamsha Taurus, first house. Natal chart expression, outer self, Leo in Maga, second Pada. Olivia's rising sign in Leo marks her external presence as commanding, charismatic, and self-assured. The Leo ascendant naturally gravitates toward visibility, confidence, and a sense of noble bearing. However, the layer of Maga Nakshatra, particularly the second Pada, adds ancestral gravitas, depth, and an inner loyalty to legacy, value, and self-worth. Maga Nakshatra is ruled by Ketu and tied to lineage, dignity, and karmic status. The second Pada, which falls in Virgo Navamsha, gives her Leo nature a more analytical, service-oriented, and detail-aware flavor. This creates a fascinating duality. Externally, she appears regal and authoritative, but she often evaluates herself based on service, precision, and usefulness. She likely possesses a natural leadership aura, but may feel compelled to earn respect through diligence, skill, and practical refinement. Ascendants in Maga second Pada often reflect those who hold high expectations of themselves, striving not just for power, but for justification and merit behind that power. There's a tendency to combine self-esteem with moral or ancestral alignment. Olivia likely carries a sense of duty to uphold her name, family, or reputation with integrity and care. Hat Navamsha placement, Taurus first house. Olivia's D9 Navamsha, ascendant in Taurus, reshapes the internal framework of her identity. While her outer Leo persona reaches upward like a flame, her inner self is more grounded, sensual, and stabilizing. Taurus in the D9 chart brings emotional depth, sensual elegance, and a deep love of comfort, rhythm, and consistency. She may internally value emotional loyalty, aesthetic harmony, and a slower, more deliberate pace of life, especially in contrast to the outer Leo intensity. There is a natural aesthetic and artistic sensibility here, suggesting that underneath the bold surface lies someone who cherishes peace, touch, and beauty in routine. Integrated expression, Leo Maga to Taurus Navamsha. This combination, Leo Ascendant, Maga Second Pada, Taurus Navamsha, reflects a regal yet humble personality, someone who walks tall, but roots herself deep. Olivia likely projects authority and vision, but with an internal compass grounded in pragmatism, routine, and comfort. Externally commanding, she builds her identity on inner stability, preferring not to rush, and instead seeks sustainability over temporary attention. Her life path may center on learning how to balance public recognition, Leo, with personal satisfaction and sensory fulfillment. Summary, Maga Second Pada, the Servant Queen archetype. Olivia's Maga Second Pada rising expresses the Servant Queen archetype. She is nobility with a strong Virgoan edge, someone who leads not just from a throne, but from earned credibility and humble service. With Taurus anchoring her internal being, she embodies value-led leadership, dignified yet nurturing, and drawn to create beauty, stability, and comfort for herself and others. Venus in first house, Leo in Maga Nakshatra, second Pada, Navamsha Taurus, first house, for Olivia, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. Natal chart expression, Venus in Leo, Maga second Pada, first house. Venus placed in Leo's Maga Nakshatra, second Pada in the first house, gives Olivia a striking and magnetic presence. She carries an elegant royal quality in how she moves through the world, graceful, composed, and innately stylish, but also conscious of legacy, value, and refinement. Maga Nakshatra is ruled by Ketu, and when Venus resides in its second Pada, Virgo Navamsha, it adds layers of subtlety, critical discernment, and quiet service to her charm. Unlike flamboyant Venus in Leo and other Padas, the second Pada Venus tones it down. This is the refined queen, not the loud performer. Olivia likely attracts others effortlessly, but she evaluates relationships and aesthetics based on their usefulness, integrity, and alignment with her internal standards. There may also be an ancestral or karmic inheritance related to Venusian themes, beauty, music, art, or romantic values passed down from mother or maternal lineage. She projects the aura of someone self-contained with dignified sensuality and an inner code of conduct when it comes to her values. Navamsha placement, Taurus. First house with Venus translating to Taurus in the Navamsha first house, its power is amplified. Venus not only rules Taurus, but thrives here. This enhances Olivia's internal self-image as someone deeply connected to beauty, rhythm, comfort, and value. Inwardly, she seeks emotional peace through predictability, indulgence in sensual pleasures, and aesthetic environments. This Navamsha placement also reflects a strong moral compass in relationships, where she may resist upheaval and prefer partners who bring loyalty, stability, and tactile affection. The Taurus Navamsha reinforces the grounded side of Venus. She may internally balance the Leo sparkle with practical routines and simple joys, such as good food, harmonious music, or a tactile creative hobby. Integrated expression. Venus from Leo Maga to Taurus. Navamsha. Venus in this combination signals someone who exudes warmth and class, externally confident and charismatic, but internally sensual, earthy, and emotionally attuned. She may be seen as a leader in Venusian domains, art, diplomacy, design, or social grace, but with a natural humility shaped by both legacy and taste. There is a quiet pursuit of excellence, especially in how she relates, dresses, and creates beauty around her. While others see the glamour and glow, her true contentment comes from consistency and trustworthiness in her emotional world. Summary. Venus in Maga second Pada, the graceful curator archetype. Olivia's Venus reflects the graceful curator. She moves through life with intention, using beauty and sensuality as tools of emotional grounding and personal integrity. Maga adds ancestral pride and discernment, while Taurus strengthens her ability to sustain love, value self-worth, and manifest beauty in form and function. Mars in third house, Libra in Swati Nakshatra, first Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, eighth house, for Olivia, natal to Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis. Natal chart expression, Mars in Libra, Swati first Pada, third house. Mars in the third house represents courage, willpower, and the assertive drive behind communication and self-expression. Placed in Swati Nakshatra's first Pada in Libra, Mars gains an unusual blend of strategy and independence. Swati, ruled by Rahu, brings adaptability, restlessness, and a desire to explore beyond boundaries. The first Pada, falling in Aries Navamsha, energizes Mars even more. It gets amplified with initiative, speed, and force. Olivia's communication style can be bold, persuasive, and independent, but also tactful when needed. She often strikes with precision, assertive without being aggressive, unless provoked. There is a strong desire to act with mental independence, resisting any constraints on her thoughts or expression. Mars here often reflects someone who fights for fairness, but does so with diplomacy and timing, characteristic of Libra's grace mixed with Aries's daring fire via Navamsha influence. This placement can also suggest a fighter's mind, someone who uses speech, writing, or strategy to push back against pressure and to lead through subtle force. Navamsha placement, Sagittarius, 8th house. The movement of Mars to Sagittarius in the 8th house of the Navamsha reveals deeper karmic themes. Sagittarius here adds a philosophical mission to her Martian instincts. She's not just reacting, she's seeking truth in battle, meaning in conflict, and growth through struggle. In the 8th house, this can indicate a hidden fire, intense psychological strength, resilience, and a willingness to transform through internal battles. There could be deep-seated urges to pierce through illusions, uncover what lies beneath appearances, and liberate herself through knowledge, spiritual discipline, or intimate challenges. This also signals a hidden strategist, someone who operates with force but under wraps, not revealing her full power until necessary. Integrated expression. Mars from Swati first Pada to Sagittarius Navamsha. Olivia's Mars is a warrior of intellect and ideals. She blends Libra's finesse with Aries's initiative and Sagittarius's pursuit of truth. She's likely persuasive and influential in social or professional contexts, skilled in verbal sparring, negotiations, or advocacy, but harbors a private side of intensity and risk-taking. There is a clear signature of fighting for freedom, autonomy, and deeper truth, with battles often occurring more within or in private contexts than publicly visible arenas. Mars in Swati First Pada, the Strategic Crusader Archetype. Olivia's Mars forms the Strategic Crusader Archetype, externally adaptable, internally driven by fire and transformation. While she presents balance and control in her actions and speech, her deeper motivations lie in overcoming hidden fears, exposing untruths, and channeling intensity into meaningful evolution. The journey from Swati's wind to Sagittarius's arrow marks a soul train to breathe freely. Strike wisely and rise from within. Ketu in 6th house, Capricorn in Shravana Nakshatra, 3rd pada, Navamsha Gemini, 2nd house. For Olivia, natal Navamsha Nakshatra pada analysis. Natal chart expression, Ketu in Capricorn, Shravana 3rd pada, 6th house. Ketu in the 6th house indicates a karmic residue surrounding service, health, routine, and conflict. It often reveals a soul that has previously served diligently within institutions, handled enemies, or faced health-related trials, and now operates with an inner detachment towards such themes. Placed in Shravana Nakshatra, Ketu takes on the role of the silent listener and the hidden observer. Shravana's core symbolism is hearing, and its deity, Vishnu, suggests the preservation of cosmic order through knowledge and understanding. The 3rd pada, which falls in Libra Navamsha, adds a subtle elegance, social understanding, and relational balance to this otherwise non-attached shadow planet. Olivia's presence in daily life may seem enigmatic. She appears dutiful, perceptive, and quietly efficient, yet her heart often detaches from the grind. There's a karmic wisdom in her handling of enemies or obligations. She doesn't fight, she outlasts. She may serve with grace, but questions inner meaning behind rules, ranks, or routines. She's acutely tuned in to spoken and unspoken dynamics, often resolving conflicts by instinctively sensing the roots rather than reacting to symptoms. Yet, there's a spiritual discontent, a soul that feels it has done this before and now seeks a more meaningful method of contribution, preferably behind the scenes. Navamsha placement, Gemini, 2nd house. In the Navamsha, Ketu shifts to Gemini in the 2nd house, emphasizing communication, language, and values. The movement from Saturn's Capricorn to Mercury's Gemini reflects a shift from karmic duty to intellectual processing. This placement brings a subtle but clear karma around speech, family legacy, and learned knowledge. Ketu in Gemini dissolves unnecessary chatter, focusing instead on essential truths. Olivia may have a sharp intellect, but little attachment to recognition or validation for her knowledge. Her wisdom often emerges through silence, or in sudden, piercing observations. There may be ancestral or past life echoes influencing her voice, finances, or moral values, possibly indicating that her speech has power to heal, but also to distance. There's minimal interest in material hoarding. Her values revolve more around internal clarity and cognitive independence. Integrated expression. Ketu from Shravana 3rd Pada to Gemini Navamsha Ketu here reflects the archetype of the detached resolver, deeply perceptive in human dynamics, but uninterested in engaging for gain. From Shravana's moonlit depth to Gemini's mercurial wit, she becomes someone who listens more than she speaks, yet when she does speak, it's with crisp accuracy. Her karmic gifts include conflict resolution, psycho-spiritual insight, and the ability to guide others through practical challenges while remaining personally unaffected. There is also a dual-layered identity, outwardly structured and responsible, Capricorn, inwardly airy and elusive, Gemini. This equips Olivia to operate efficiently in structured environments while privately dancing with abstract thoughts and intuitive downloads. Summary, Ketu in Shravana 3rd Pada. The detached resolver archetype Ketu here forms the detached resolver archetype, an internalized seeker of order and deeper meaning in routine systems. She handles daily duties with grace, but prefers solitude over spotlight, resolution over recognition. Her voice carries echoes of past life knowledge, and her silence is rarely empty. It's filled with awareness, neutrality, and the wisdom to know when not to engage. The arc from Capricorn's disciplined duty to Gemini's fluent subtlety marks a soul that knows how to serve without surrendering itself. Saturn in 9th house, Aries in Bharani Nakshatra, Third Pada, Navamsha Libra, Sixth House. Hash natal chart expression, Saturn in Aries, Bharani Third Pada, Ninth House. Saturn in the Ninth House anchors philosophical, ethical, and spiritual pursuits into lived, disciplined experience. It brings a sense of karmic responsibility toward truth, dharma, and higher learning, but with delays, tests, and earned wisdom. Placed in Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, and symbolized by the womb and transformational restraint, Saturn intensifies its role as a patient refiner. The third pada of Bharani falls in Gemini Navamsha, adding communicative sharpness and mental adaptability. Saturn here suggests someone who may resist conventional beliefs until tested by life's harder truths. This placement reflects maturation through the burdens of knowledge, responsibilities from teachers or father figures, or constraints in long-distance pursuits. There is often a deep need to question dogma while earnestly seeking frameworks grounded in lived justice. There may be karmic weight around judgment, systems, and social order, transformed over time into respect for truth and impartiality. Navamsha placement, Libra, 6th house. In Navamsha, Saturn moves to Libra, where it is exalted, gaining grace, equilibrium, and precision in dealing with conflict and service, 6th house domain. This placement empowers one to handle karmic burdens with fairness and refined detachment. It offers the potential for justice-oriented service roles or leadership in institutional structures where duty and clarity are required. The sixth house refines Saturn's severity into productive responsibility, rising through service, not status. Integrated expression, Saturn from Bharani third pada to Libra Navamsha. This is the karmic balancer archetype, Bharani's transformation paired with Libra's harmony. The soul journeys from internal rigidity to external grace under fire. It reflects a path of ethical restructuring, mentorship, and karmic justice, where balance is not a gift, but a choice earned through friction and responsibility. Moon in ninth house, Aries in Bharani Nakshatra, first pada Navamsha Leo, fourth house. Natal chart expression, Moon in Aries, Bharani first pada, ninth house. The moon in the ninth house expresses a strong emotional need for meaning, truth, and moral independence. The Bharani Nakshatra, governed by Yama, god of restraint and dharma, adds intensity, inner discipline, and emotional rebirth. Bharani's first pada, falling in Aries Navamsha, enhances initiative and raw honesty. There's an instinctive drive to challenge systems that don't align with one's inner compass. This moon expresses a fearless devotion to truth that may come across as blunt, but is rooted in emotional sincerity. There's often emotional resilience born from youthful restrictions or a powerful connection to maternal figures as protectors of moral ground. Navamsha placement, Leo, fourth house. In the Navamsha, the moon moves to Leo in the fourth house, showing a noble, intense, and emotionally dignified internal world. The inner identity is rooted in pride, family lineage, or personal honor. This may manifest as a deep need to protect one's cultural or philosophical values, often expressed through teaching, nurturing, or commanding emotional respect. Integrated expression, Moon from Bharani first pada to Leo Navamsha. This moon forms the emotional warrior sage archetype. It represents someone who experiences inner transformation through their search for meaning and justice. Their emotional compass is strong, and their moral views are not borrowed. They are felt, tested, and upheld with internal conviction. They lead emotionally, without needing to dominate, commanding respect through emotional maturity and intuitive strength. Jupiter in ninth house, Aries in Ashwini Nakshatra, third pada, Navamsha Gemini, second house, natal chart expression, Jupiter in Aries, Ashwini third pada, ninth house. Jupiter in the ninth house occupies its natural seat of wisdom, expansion, and ethics. In Ashwini Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the twin horsemen, Jupiter acts swiftly and instinctively, often expressing the guru archetype as a spontaneous healer or energetic motivator. The third pada of Ashwini falls in Gemini Navamsha, bringing articulate, adaptive, and clever qualities to Jupiter. This adds a witty, explorative, and youthful tone to the philosophical mind. There is a gift for simplifying complex truths, offering energetic counsel, or sparking learning in others through communication. Jupiter here reflects fast learning, quick-moving spiritual evolution, and a preference for agile, flexible doctrines over rigid tradition. A Navamsha placement, Gemini, second house. In the Navamsha, Jupiter moves to Gemini in the second house, linking Dharma with values, speech, family, and finance. This reinforces a karmic role as a speaker, educator, or cultural preserver. It suggests that wealth and security are tied to intellectual work or spiritual teaching, and that personal beliefs are passed through voice, writing, or moral example. Integrated expression. Jupiter from Ashwini, third pada to Gemini Navamsha. This is the messenger of Dharma archetype. The individual blends the enthusiastic spark of Ashwini with the communicative clarity of Gemini. Knowledge is both passion and duty, meant to be shared. This is someone who is not only a fast learner, but also a generous teacher, ideally placed to share ideas that liberate and uplift. Sun in 11th house, Gemini in Punarvasu Nakshatra, first pada, Navamsha Aries, 12th house. Natal chart expression, Sun in Gemini, Punarvasu first pada, 11th house. The Sun in the 11th house shines in the realm of social networks, aspirations, gains, and collective influence. When placed in Punarvasu Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, the Sun becomes an explorer of ideas, someone whose light is directed toward renewal, inclusivity, and the rebuilding of trust within circles and communities. The first pada of Punarvasu falls in Aries Navamsha, giving the Sun a fiery undertone, courageous, independent, and original in the pursuit of ideological or social reform. There's an innate drive to bring clarity, hope, and revival to group dynamics, often through speech, writing, or leadership within peer networks. This placement creates a solar identity rooted in the mission to restore balance or ethical integrity in the social sphere. It reflects a personality that shines not for self-importance, but for instilling a renewed sense of purpose and direction in others. There may also be a tendency to switch or realign one's ideals over time, as Gemini's duality and Jupiter's expansive principle invite ongoing learning and ideological expansion. Navamsha placement. Aries, 12th house in Navamsha. The Sun shifts to Aries in the 12th house, a powerful yet hidden domain. Aries adds initiative and raw courage, but in the subconscious, it expresses as an internal mission or spiritual drive. This reflects a person who carries a powerful inner fire, but may feel misunderstood or unseen in conventional roles. There's often a karmic motivation to lead or inspire behind the scenes, possibly through humanitarian efforts, quiet leadership, or creative solitude. The 12th house also brings a mystical dimension. This Sun seeks transcendence of ego through service, sacrifice, or visionary ideation, especially in global or spiritual contexts. Integrated expression. Sun from Punarvasu first pada to Aries Navamsha. This is the restorative visionary archetype. The individual blends the communicative brilliance of Gemini with the regenerative force of Punarvasu and the courageous seclusion of the Aries 12th house. This Sun doesn't dominate overtly. It works to enlighten through ideas, moral renewal, and subtle leadership that often functions best when detached from egoic rewards. There is immense energy for uplifting the group, but the soul's evolution hinges on private mastery, quiet power, disciplined solitude, and inner regeneration. Whether in social reform, healing communities, or reshaping collective narratives, this Sun rises when it operates as a channel, not a spotlight. Mercury in 12th house, Cancer in Pushya Nakshatra, 4th pada, Navamsha Scorpio, 7th house. Esh natal chart expression, Mercury in Cancer, Pushya 4th pada, 12th house. Mercury in the 12th house suggests a deeply internalized mental world. Thoughts are reflective, intuitive, and often private. When placed in Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, Mercury's expression becomes nurturing yet disciplined. Pushya is known for spiritual nourishment, structured compassion, and emotional intelligence. The 4th pada, aligned with Pisces Navamsha, heightens the imaginative, empathetic, and mystical tone of this Mercury. It is the most spiritual and emotionally perceptive section of Pushya, ideal for healers, poets, or those who communicate through feeling rather than logic. This Mercury thinks through emotional resonance, visual metaphors, and ancestral memory. It may represent a hidden storyteller, someone who processes the world through dreams, unconscious symbols, or an inner sanctuary of silence. Being in Cancer, Mercury gains emotional depth, and in the 12th, it might work best in solitude, away from noise or analytical overload. Navamsha placement, Scorpio, 7th house. In the Navamsha, Mercury lands in Scorpio in the 7th house, reflecting intense psychological insight into relationships, contracts, and communication with others. This brings a magnetic, probing quality to interpersonal dynamics. Mercury here is capable of deep emotional negotiation, silent persuasion, or decoding others' motives through sharp emotional radar. There may be karmic learning in handling secrets, trust, and boundary setting in one-on-one relationships. Mercury's intuitive skill is now paired with strategic awareness. Integrated expression, Mercury from Pushya 4th Pada to Scorpio Navamsha. This Mercury merges sensitivity with strategy. It reflects a mind that absorbs emotional undercurrents, processes them privately, and then uses that understanding to engage deeply with others. The therapeutic interpreter archetype fits here, someone who may communicate in healing ways, not always through words, but through presence, emotional resonance, and insight. They are not easily deceived. Despite their soft exterior, their Scorpio Navamsha grants a discerning, even penetrating mental focus when required. Rahu in 12th house. Cancer in Ashlesha Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, natal chart expression. Rahu in Cancer, Ashlesha 1st Pada, 12th house. Rahu in the 12th house is already karmically potent. This is a placement of illusions, mysticism, secrets, and escape from conventional roles. In Ashlesha Nakshatra, Rahu takes on the serpent-like intensity of this Mercury-ruled star, sharp perception, emotional enmeshment, and hypnotic qualities. The first Pada of Ashlesha falls in Aries Navamsha, giving Rahu assertive hunger and survivalist instinct. This is someone who is driven to uncover hidden emotional truths, yet in a very private or psychological space. There's an intense pull toward mysticism, occult, healing, or psychological power, but it often comes through inner journeys, solitude, or spiritual withdrawal. Ashlesha's serpentine nature combined with Rahu's illusion can create a magnetic persona whose motivations remain hidden, even to themselves at times. It may manifest in themes of past life residue, karmic entanglements, or obsessive attachments that play out subconsciously. Navamsha placement, Sagittarius 8th house. In Navamsha, Rahu moves to Sagittarius in the 8th house, a placement that amplifies transformative, occult, and philosophical pursuits. There's a karmic agenda to pierce illusions through philosophical exploration, esoteric study, or metaphysical transformation. This Rahu seeks truth, but may confront moral disorientation, forced belief changes, or crises that compel spiritual evolution. The 8th house emphasizes rebirth through chaos, and Sagittarius demands belief systems be real, tested, and earned. Integrated expression, Rahu from Ashlesha 1st Pada to Sagittarius Navamsha. This Rahu is the serpent of inner wisdom, a seeker veiled in mystery, navigating illusions, wounds, and obsessions in solitude to ultimately arrive at a higher truth. It reflects an individual who may feel lost in emotional entanglements or power dynamics, but is ultimately destined to emerge with deep occult insight or wisdom born from suffering. The journey is from emotional absorption, Cancer Ashlesha, to existential liberation, Sagittarius 8th house, though the road winds through shadows, secrets, and self-sabotage first.